What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
All right. On this episode, I want to go into a little bit about consistency. Some of the things that I do to stay consistent and some of the things that you should be doing so you can stay consistent and why it is so hard for you to stay consistent and the things that get in the way. So one of the first things that I see people make a huge mistake on is just not having a clear goal or not having a clear vision. And that's like the number one thing for not staying consistent. Like, because when you don't have a clear vision, when you don't have a clear goal, when you don't know why you're doing the thing that you're doing every single day, it's going to be so easy for you to lose the motivation. It's going to be so easy for you to lose the consistency because you're just, in your mind, unconsciously, you're going to be like, why am I doing this? Like, you don't remind yourself of your goal. You don't remind yourself of your clear vision or your clear goal. And it's because you don't even have one. You don't set up goals. You didn't never set a goal for yourself, probably because you are afraid that you're going to fail. Or probably that if you know you set a goal, then damn, now I got to try. I put that shit out there in the universe. I better like, fuck, now I got to do the work. Like, you know, it's uncomfortable to bet on yourself. So the first thing to be able to stay consistent, you got to have a clear goal. What are you trying to achieve? This is something that I have conversations every single day. And this is one of the first things I ask is like, what is your fitness goal? What are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to become more mobile? Are you trying to stay stronger? Are you trying to stay more like physically fit, like being able to go up the stairs without going out of breath, being able to just be active, go on a hike? Are you trying to be lean? Are you trying to see your abs? Are you trying to grow your back? Are you trying to grow some thick ass legs? Like, what exactly is it going to be your goal? And the second question to it is why? Why is this important to you? Why is looking lean important to you? Why, you know, is it career driven? Are you in a career where the better you look, the better you're going to be doing? Why do you want to be so fit to go be able to go on a hike? Do you have some kids? Do you want to stay fit for them? Do you want to walk them down the aisle? Do you want to be fit and well when they grow old? Do you have grandchildren? Like, you got to set clear things onto why, what is your goal, and why is that important to you? Why is that important to you? And and that's the start. That's the start. From there, you could start, you know, creating a manageable routine or adding things into your routine. This goes to the second point is setting realistic expectations. Motherfuckers be out here, I want to lose 50 pounds in 3 months, or I want to lose 20 pounds in 4 weeks. Like, you need to set realistic expectations, you know. And we talk about the goal and also expectations for yourself. Like, okay, you want to get fit, you want to be better. Yeah, I'm going to work out 5 times a week and I'm going to track all my shit every single day for the, you know, it's just going 0 to 100 real quick is never going to be the answer. You're going to break. You're not going to be able to manage it. You're not built like that. So don't pretend you're built like that. Just, you have to start implementing little habits. Like, bro, if you are working now 0 times a week, the best place to start is working out 1 time a week. If you are getting only 1 to 2,000 steps a day, don't be shooting for 10,000 steps a day. Just add another 1,000 steps a day. So it's about if you're like hitting, if you're only eating 50 grams of protein in a day and you know you gotta eat 150, just add 10 grams of protein a day or 20 grams of protein a day and see how that sticks. See how that works. And that's what it's all about. Adding little by little, and it's all about baby steps. Basically, if you can't hold it for 12 months, then you should not try it. If you don't think you could hold it for 12 months, then you should not try it. You should not try it because it's just not. You got to think about this when you're trying to change your life physically and your health. Like, it's all about like longevity. Like, can you sustain this for 12 months? If you can't sustain this for 12 months, then don't do it. Don't do it because you're not doing a diet. You're not doing a workout plan. It's not a diet that you're going to do. It's not a workout plan that you're going to do. It's literally your whole lifestyle that you're changing. You are changing your whole life. So you got to get out of that mindset that, oh, I'm going to do this diet for 3 months and boom, I'm going to be, and then you drop off. Or I'm going to do this all out for 3 months and then boom, you drop off. Like, you got to be thinking about your lifestyle, your life. If you can't sustain these new habits for 12 months, then don't even add them. Add small increments that you can manage for the whole 12 months. Like I said, if you can't work, if you do zero workouts a week, go for one workout a week, then go for two. Then, start with a 10-minute workout, start with a 20-minute workout, little by little, little by little. And the best thing that you could do to be consistent with this is you could start, it's called habit stacking. So you stack a new habit, a good habit, with something that you do already. Something that you do already. For example, let's say you watch Netflix every single day at 8 p.m. Then you could stack something before that or after that. So let's say you're gonna read 10 pages before you watch your Netflix episode. So you stack reading for 10 minutes. And then the reward is that Netflix episode. So you could do that with your workouts. You could do that with your meal prep, like with everything. Like, I stack my breakfast right after my workout. Like, I work out at 6 a.m. and then I work out for an hour and a half. And then right after, I go and cook and eat my breakfast. Like, I look forward to that and I will never miss breakfast. But now, working out and breakfast just kind of go hand in hand for me. It's just a habit. I stack those two together and they just go together for me every day. Another thing when it comes to consistency, like, you're never gonna feel like doing it. It's not always gonna be pretty. Like, everybody tells me, like, damn, bro, you always wake up at 5 a.m. And like, bro, every single day, I don't wanna fucking wake up. I wanna stay sleeping. I wanna stay sleeping. I wake up, I get up, I look back at the bed. Ashley's still sleeping. She's sleeping. She's all snuggled up. Do you not think I wanna go back to sleep? But I have it clear in my head what I'm trying to achieve with my goals and my vision. And that's why I keep on going. Like, your workouts are not gonna, they're never gonna be great, all of them. I say 50% of them are gonna be eh, 25% of them are gonna be shitty. Like, damn, that was whatever. Good thing we got over that. And then, like, fucking 20 to 25% are gonna be like, damn, you know what? That was a good workout. I pushed myself. That was pretty good. Like, this expectation that you're always gonna feel like doing the thing, you're always gonna be motivated, it's just not realistic. You're never gonna feel, it's not always gonna feel like that. And that's when, like, the habits come in. And that's why we have this thing, with my coaching program, and the phrase I always say, habits over feelings, because you gotta put your motherfucking feelings to the side and do the shit that you need to do to get, to progress with your health, your fitness, your business. And this goes for any area of your life, any area of your life that you're trying to be more consistent. You're not always gonna feel like you wanna do it. You're not always gonna, but the growth comes when, even though you don't want to do it, you still get it done. Even if it's on autopilot. Like, people don't talk about this shit when you're trying to get some things done in any area of your life. Things get repetitive. Things get repetitive, repetitive. Like, why do I have the body that I have? Because I work out every day. Because I eat a certain macros for breakfast every day. I eat the same macros for lunch every day. I eat that same snack every day. I eat the dinner every, like, it starts to get repetitive, repetitive. But that's why I have a great physique. That's why I have a great physique. And like right now with my business, there's some things that get repetitive, and it's just about showing up, showing up, showing up, showing up, showing up. And over time, you're gonna look back and you're gonna be like, damn, holy shit, I kept showing up. And like now things look very differently. Now things look very differently. And that's what's gonna happen with your health and fitness. Like your body's gonna start to change little by little by little. Over a day, you're not gonna see a change. Over a week, you're not really gonna see a change. But you keep showing up, you keep showing up, and then you're gonna look back 3, 6, 12 months back, and you're like, holy shit, I've lost 50 pounds, I lost 40 pounds, I'm so much stronger, I'm so much mobile. And that's what it's all about. You have to put your feelings to the side and do the shit that you need to do to progress in your health, fitness, and in your business, in any area of your life. So that is all, guys. Stay consistent. That's the only way that you're gonna get ahead. Chances are you are doing some of the right things that you need to do to get the body and health that you want. You're just not being consistent enough. Stop. Put your fucking feelings to the side and get the shit done. You're not always gonna feel like doing it. Just go get it done. Peace.